it. Does anyone think anything we left out which we're not sure about? Sorry? Okay, very good. I think we've more or less finished the Malach, okay, so let's move on to Matir, the Malach of Matir. So where was Matir done in the Mishkan? So this is really quite an easy Malach, this Matir, because really it's more or less Mamish the opposite of Kosher. Whatever is Osir in Kosher, so wherever you Osir to tie a knot in Kosher, to undo that knot is Matir. So you might have to have a Tobah share and then we'll go home. No? It's not as simple as that. Not as simple as that, because there are a few more leniencies in Matir which do not apply in Kosher. So it's still a shir to give on Matir, okay? But let me say, where was it done in the Mishkan? Where was Matir done in the Mishkan? So we said, where was Kosher done in the Mishkan? Kosher was done in the Mishkan when they had to catch this chalazon, this fish. They needed to get this chalazon to make the covering, the dyes. So they had to make nets. And in order to make nets, what it used to do was to tie knots in the net. Now these nets have to be changed. Sometimes you have to loosen the knots and make them smaller or tighter. So when you loosened it, you were loosening the knot in order to change the net. That is Matir. That's really the idea of Matir. Matir is you're undoing a knot for some purpose. It means you're undoing the knot to make another knot, a smaller knot, a bigger knot, but that's your purpose of doing Matir. Strictly speaking, most of our Matir that we do, you undo it and you throw the string in the dustbin. Because you're not interested in using the string again. That's a drabontic issue of Matir. That's not Minatur, it's my stars to do. So really, most of our Matir that we do is very rare as far as I know. Well, could be a person wants to undo a knot, wants to make a better one. That could be a Matir Minatur. But very often, yeah.
What do you think of your shoes then?
Sorry?
What do you think of your shoes at the end of the night?
Ah, good question. You've always had a car, you have to go sleep in your shoes on, I mean. That's a good question. So the Meister, if you remember, we're comfortable, remember in Hilton's Kosher we said that there are some knots that are allowed to be made. Can you make one of the knots that you can make is the shoelace knot? If you have in mind to make the shoelace knot less than 24 hours, that means you make your knot and bone for less than 24 hours, that's not called a kesher. If that's not called a kesher, you can undo it. So when you go to sleep with your Scott, you've got no problem. You've got no problem, okay? You've got no problem. So if you get a nice pair of shoes with shoelace on, you won't have a problem. You have in mind to undo it. Okay. That was the way it was done. Again, Matir applies to all sorts of material, any sort of material which kosher applies to, then to use it, to undo it, is the issa of Matir. Let's give a few examples. So, Moshe, let's say a parcel was tied with string. I mean, the mice, I'm trying to think, it's not so common now. I don't know why we don't use the thing. It's restored with the advent of Velcro and things like that nowadays. The mice, the use of string is very restricted. We don't really use string so much. It's very, very restricted. I mean, it used to be, a lot of things used to be tied up in string. Parcels used to be tied up in string. But now, the parcels you get, the mice, they don't use a sellotape. You use sellotape. It's very, not so common anymore now, strings. I see the mice, it is, you can have it, but it's gone down a lot. The Malacha's mice are now not so much common as it used to be. So let's talk about a few examples where it could be a problem with mice. So let's say someone sent a parcel to you in Shabbos and it's got a string around it. So the string has been tied, let's say it takes the post office takes a few days to come, so it was tied a few days ago. So the mice, what you want to do is you want to undo that parcel. To undo that knot?
Sorry? The parcel. How
can
you do the
puzzle?
The food puzzle.
It's
whiskey.
You ordered whiskey from Tesco and came in back.
From out
the tongue. I do questions about coming out of the tongue. I must tell you, someone told me a while ago, I say it's very interesting. Someone told me a while ago, I hope it's alright, I'm covering this all this, but anyway, someone told me a while ago, he had some Koshua visitors for Shabbos morning lunch. So he decided he's going to buy a nice bottle of whiskey from Amazon. Took that for Friday afternoon. The kids sat Friday afternoon, of course it came, there was no one there. So they put a note through his door that they'll make a retrial, they'll try and come again. Of course, you know when it happened, the retrial, of course, you can imagine. It was in the middle of a Shabbos lunch, and there's a knock on the door. A non-Jew came to the door with a nice box of whiskey inside. He said, sir, I've got some whiskey for you. He said, I'm very sorry, sir, I don't think I can take it. So listen to this, non-Jew said, he said, I understand your problem. He said, look, I'm going to help you out here. I'm going to sign for you. I'm going to open the box for you. I'm going to open a bottle of whiskey for you. He didn't say he's going to drink. No, he didn't say. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe he was expecting that as well. I don't know.
He doesn't need to open the bottle of whiskey.
Sorry?
He doesn't need to open the bottle of whiskey.
Wow.
It's not the seals on it, the whiskey.
It's a metal bottle top. It's a green one. As far as I know. Unless I'm not used to whiskey, but the whiskey I know, maybe the cheap brands that I've got, maybe the cheaper brands that I've got, it's a cork. Just a cork. No, there's no twist and. Okay. And also, you know, we've got obviously a different brand. Anyway, this is what he said. Maybe the cheaper brands are rocking. I don't know. I'm not an expert in whiskey. Is it a screw on one or is it a cork?
Cheap brands are screw on, or the old, very old ones are screw on.
Yeah. I told you, I know my customers. It's a better style. Anyway, the kids are. So this is what he said, he's going to do all three things. Okay. Then he said to me, he's got a shire now, and they're saying, hey, make him one cut home. Now, prostitchum, I'm not sure, you have to know if prostitchum is a problem. I don't know if it is. That would have to be someone doing
it.
I must tell you, is out very unlikely for prostitchum, unless you have to know where the centres are. They might have a centre. I went to one and where was it? Radcliffe, I don't know where it was. In the middle of nowhere, actually. It's a part of town somewhere in the middle of nowhere. Shut up. No, you have to know. Could well be it's fine outside of the club. Okay, we have to keep that filter as much as I'm free. Right, coming back to here. So here, so in Washington, let's say a parcel was delivered, food parcel, it was within the trunk. Can you open that food parcel? Okay, you've got a problem because we're not. That's a problem. That's problem number one. Who are din? The Washington looks like some of these meats you can sometimes have. I don't really understand what it is. I wanted to look and check it up today, but I didn't get a chance. Sometimes you get meat which is tied up with string. It's got a knot at the end of it. To undo that knot of the string is problematic on chance. Yeah, you say it's not practical. You say anyone will know what I'm doing. You say just more. Most people cut. I'm talking about cutting the string. We'll see about that. But to undo the knot of where the meat is wrapped around, that is a problem. That is a problem of kosher, of matir, because that knot is made. Well, I don't know how long it's made for that knot. How long is it made for? 120. It's a double knot, probably. It's a kesher. It's a proper knot. It's not a knot on bone. Tomorrow. Okay, it's a proper knot. So that you can't do. Who I didn't have, I haven't got this anymore either. I was thinking about this today, but Marshall, you remember the old lulav boxes? You used to have the lulav inside the box. Yeah. You used to make a knot and bow. That's gone away with nowadays. So that part of shear's gone. That part of shear's not really so applicable. But I'm just giving an example because you see, these things can change. But I'd just say the lulav, Marshall, let's say someone who's
like. Goes up for 24 hours.
When? Let's see, on Friday afternoon. Yeah, but let's say someone tied his lulav and on Friday afternoon. You know, knot and bow on his lulav to keep it nice in your position. And Sunday morning is Yom Tov. I don't know what. I can't really get that. It can't be Friday afternoon.
Yom Tov.
Sunday's not answered. Yeah, but that's 2 days. There must be some case where it can be in a game, I don't know. Someone tied it before, he bought it from a little shop and 2 weeks before Sukkot, and he didn't want his children to move the box and shove it around, so he tied it with a knot and bow to keep it nice and secure. Comes to Yom Tov morning, he's got a problem. He's got a knot and bow there for the last 2 weeks. Okay, so we'll see what he could do. That could also be a problem. Then you can have a kesher umim. You can have a kesher, a knot and bow is only a problem. It's not a professional knot, a knot and bow. A knot and bow is an unprofessional knot, but if it's been made for more than 24 hours, the problem. Less than 24 hours, the person made it, it's no problem at all. But if it's been made for more than 24 hours, the problem to undo it. Who are din a kesher umim, a professional knot, even if it's made for 10 minutes? Could be a problem. What's the case? The marshal, for example, the marshal, he tied. We've got a kesher umim. Even if you intend to undo it within 24 hours, it's not allowed. So a kesher umim is a double knot, let's say. Someone made a double knot, he's intending to undo it. That's a problem still, because you can't do a kesher umim. Similarly, someone put something in the freezer during the week. They made a knot in the bag. And now, comes to Shabbos, you want to undo that, you want to take out that bag, you've got a problem. Because it's a knot that's within 24 hours, you can't do it. Okay. What? Oh, so we'll see what the term is. Yeah, could be good rid of the back. We'll see about that. Let's come on. So that's more or less the problems of matir where you can have a problem, yeah? Let's talk about the chain now, Phil, because matir. Where have you got no problem on doing a knot? There's a few cases. One is, like I said, a kesher hedyot, a simple knot made less than 24 hours, no problem. A single knot we spoke about, so the moshah, I've got a carrier bag here, but we spoke about this as well. But you take a carrier bag and you take the two ends and you make a knot. No one's got a carrier bag, have they?
Yeah, there's one there behind you. Josh behind you.
There's one there.
I'll just show you what I've got. I've got a thing like this.
Camera.
It makes them not like this. That's not called a knot, because since there's pressure in his bag, it just comes undone. That's not called a kesher. So if someone did that before Shabbos, I can put it back straight, thank you. Someone did that before Shabbos, and he wants to, on Shabbos, undo it, that's no problem either, yeah? That's no matter, because there was no kesher. Since there's no kesher, there's no matter. There's no isra matter. Where else have we got heter? Single knot there. Right, then we said a bow. A bow is no problem as well. We said a bow is not called a kesher. So someone made a bow on a dress. He made a bow on Shabbos, a nice dress, make it look very pretty. And then she puts a dress in the cupboard. She's left it for 3 weeks. She's got a different supply of dresses she's wearing, so she's got no problem. 3 weeks later, she wants to put this dress on, and she doesn't like the bow, is it? She wants to make a new bow. That bow is no problem to undo on Shabbos. That bow is not called a kesher. There's no problem whatsoever on doing that bow on Shabbos. What else is there? And then comes a few interesting ones over here. A bow. Now, this is interesting, this over here. We never touched on this in kosher. What would you say to this, Rabbi? Someone made a kesher on Shabbos. Someone made a shoelace on Shabbos. He didn't have in mind to leave it for a long time. He had in mind, could be, I don't mind, I'm doing it on Motzei Shabbos. On Motzei Shabbos, he went to bed. He was very, very late. He was very, very tired. He just slipped his shoes off. He went to bed, slipped his shoes off, went to sleep. Next Shabbos, he realizes he's got no pair of shoes to wear. So Shabbos morning, looks for his shoes. He can't find his normal pair of shoes. He wants to put the shoes he was wearing last week on. It's got a knot and bow on it. Now that knot and bow now has been made for a long time. I don't know if I said the case to you. They've all got a case. Yeah. That person made a knot and bow on his shoelace on Shabbos morning. Let's say, right? He intended, let's make it simpler. Let's say he made a knot and bow on Shabbos morning in the shoe, and it's Sunday's, Monday's Yom Tov. Sunday, Yom Tov's got the same little Shabbos, yeah, we're kind of a kesher. So Sunday, he made a Shabbos morning a knot and bow in his shoe. He didn't intend to leave it without knot and bow. In fact, it's very likely he wanted to undo it on Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, he went to bed very late. It was Yom Tov. He went to bed very late. Simple Torah, Motzei Shabbos. If it can be on Sunday, can it be on Motzei Shabbos? Can't be. It's made no sense. Can it be on Sunday? Motzei Shabbos. Yeah.
Friday.
It was Yom Tov on. It was Yom Tov. Wherever it was, it was Yom Tov. Shavuos on Motzei. What do you call it? On Motzei Shabbos. And he's very, very tired. He slips his shoes off. And he goes to bed. He sleeps for a long time. And on Monday, Sunday morning, whatever it is, he wants to put his shoes back on. You can't fit his foot through the shoe. He wants to undo the knot. Can he undo that knot? Now that knot has been made for more than 24 hours. But when he made it, he had no intention of making more than 24 hours. It's very possible, actually, that knot was meant to be undone within 24 hours. The fact is, it's been made for 24 hours. What is that then? So the halacha is actually, in that case, that's okay. The knot is only a problem if the shas you made the knot, you had in mind to make for 24 hours. If you didn't have in mind to make for 24 hours, that's not called a kesher. The vow of a kesher is that a person makes a knot with the das to have it for more than 24 hours. If a person makes a knot, and he's not intended for to be 24 hours, very likely he's going to undo it on Motzei Shabbos, then that's not called a kesher 24 hours. Very bechidush actually, yeah? And therefore, who are doing? Someone made a tie, anything like that, which he intended really normally, very often he undoes it, but he forgot to undo it. So we said a Windsor knot sometimes could be a problem. The Windsor knot, we said sometimes, can be problematic because it's got, when you undo the Windsor knot, one side of it, the knot stays. So we said that's called a kesher hizman. So normally, if you make it for 24 hours, no problem. So if a person makes a Windsor knot on Shabbos, and he intends to undo it, on Motzei Shabbos, wherever it is, no problem. But let's say the person left it for the whole of the week. He forgot to undo it on Motzei Shabbos. That's not a problem. Because since really he wanted to undo it on Motzei Shabbos, that was his kavana, and he just slipped him, he didn't do it, then that's not called a kesher lizman. A kesher lizman means he has in mind when he makes the knot that the knot has been made for 24 hours. If when he makes the knot, the kavana is not to make it for 24 hours, then even if it transpires it is 24 hours, then it's not a problem.
So he normally slips it off.
Yeah, that could be worse. If a normal person, the normal work he does normally is to slip it off. I mean, he knows when he makes it, and normally this wins or not. We said, okay, so you talk about wins or not. Yeah, the normal tie, we said, is no problem. Because the normal tie, when you open it up, nothing, it falls apart, all things. There's nothing there. As you showed me so nicely last week with the wins or not. The wins or not, which has got a knot in it, that's the problem. So if a person makes a wins or not, and he knows that normally, when he makes the wins or not, he leaves it on, that could be worse.
Yeah, but
Yeah, that's true. Then there's another thing which is also very interesting. This I couldn't find who speaks about this clip. It's a very interesting shire, this actually. The Mosh, let's say you've got a dry cleaners. Let's start before the dry cleaners. Let's say, who is the knot dependent on? Is the knot dependent on the owner or the person making the knot? You're looking at me, what am I talking about? What am I talking about? That's what we want to know. It's a good question. What am I talking about? I'll tell you what shire is. Let's say someone takes out to the dry cleaners. A dress. A dry cleaner cleans it, and they make, and when they finish cleaning it, it's a normal dress which has got a bow in it. So the dry cleaner puts a knot and bow on that dress. That dress comes back to my house, and it's a lovely dress. One of my daughter's dresses, a lovely dress. I have a mind to keep it Shabbos. So they said, I just give it to dry cleaner on Monday. It's a very quick service. They give it back to me on Tuesday. And on Tuesday, I get my dress back with a knot and bow in it. Now, the dry cleaner, when he made that knot and bow, he's got a kavanah. It's very possible that knot and bow will be undone. It could be, it's a weekday dress, doesn't know what it is. It's a nice dress, but he doesn't know what it's for. It could be a weekday dress. So he has in mind, when he makes that knot, that it's very likely it's going to be undone within 24 hours. It comes to me, who's the bala boss, I am the owner of that dress. And when I see that dress, I say, right, that dress is for Shabbos. I'm not undoing it now. What do you call it? I'm going to leave it till Shabbos. I leave it till Shabbos. On Shabbos, my daughter can't get in that dress, the bow is too tight.
He's got the right to ask you, making this on your
arm, hasn't he? Fakir, here it's colour, he's making a colour for me. He wants, but the way he's made it, it's a colour.
I don't want it, it's not for me. For me, on my dress, it's not,
Why do you want the bow? You don't want the bow.
I need to have it open.
Yeah, but you have that, so it should be there till Shabbos. So as far as you're concerned, you're happy with the knot and bow being there till Shabbos. She got it back, she wanted it undone. She's quite happy that's there. That's because on Shabbos she's got a new problem, she can't do it. When she got it back on Tuesday, did she mind not going? No, not. In fact, that's not now she needs her dress is never left her normal long, but it's not hanging down. So very interesting shayla's over here. What do you look at in Kesher? Do you look at the person who makes the knot? Or do you look at the person who owns the garment? The owner is quite happy, for example, that it's undone, it depends what it is. In this particular case over here, the owner might be very happy it stays in that position right till Shabbos. The person who made it, very likely made it, that can be undone straight away. So who would you look after? Who would you look at? This is a big shout. Moshe, who I did, I sent you a parcel of Moshe food, I put a knot and bow on it. I sent it on Tuesday, and it comes to you on Wednesday, you decide you're not opening it till Shabbos. Same shout. The person who sent the parcel, he's quite happy with that parcel to open as soon as he gets it, within 24 hours. The recipient, he decides, the owner of that parcel has decided now that he wants to keep that parcel till Shabbos. There's a bit different because he doesn't really own it on Tuesday when he gets sent, it's not really here, so maybe it's a bit different. But the mice have a similar idea. So this is being machlokes actually. It looks like this is not posh at what the hachro is. It looks like that person, ideally one should be machmir, that if there is a person who's made it for a bit longer, the person, the owner, is happy with it a bit longer, we should treat it as a keshen zman. If, however, it's difficult and needs the thing to be undone, there's a mokum lahokal that one can treat it as the one who makes the knot is the kaveh, not the one who actually gets it. Okay? But again, so what we said to that, it's very simple, that kosher and mati really go hand in hand, more or less, it's more managed more or less hand in hand. Whatever's osin, kosher is also doing mati. But there are certain exceptions we're going to see by the Shem. Generally, all the things are the same. Say a bow, a kesher, which is made in less than 24 hours, can be undone. And now we're saying chiddush in the scripture that it depends who you look at. Do you look at the owner, or do you look at the person who makes it? I'm saying the chachilah, once you be machmir, once you treat it as though the owner is the main bala boss. But if it's going to cause a hardship, one's allowed to be maker, or one can treat it. The one who made the knot is the bala boss to decide what to do.
Why is it double knot?